7:19. Once again, David Yepsen, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. David, so good to see you early in the
morning.
Good
to be with you, Tom.
You know, yesterday in Springfield, a huge changing of the guard, but was it really? Was it really a changing of the guard? Now, we have a new governor who's a Republican for the first time in quite some time, but the House is still controlled. The Senate is still controlled by the Democrats. And I think they've been sending signals to such, to Governor-elect and now the Governor-runner that, no, we're still in control. I get that whole sense of, come on in, says the spider to the fly.
Well, there's probably a little bit of, you know, jockeying here as to who the alpha male is in the state capitol. But the fact is we have split government. We didn't before. And this is the first time in years that that's occurred. And so I think it is a changing of the guard. It's new people. Governor Rauner has assembled a pretty impressive list of staff and department heads. That hasn't gotten a lot of attention. But these are a lot of people that helped Mitch Daniels in Indiana, for example. So I think it is a changing of the guard.
What was the sense you got from the new governor's first executive order?
Well, talking about ethics.
Actually, the executive order in relationship to a stop spending, it was freezing all spending.
A little bit of theatrics. I mean, he said he's going to freeze all non-essential spending. Well, that always reminds me of, you know, every employee in the room, raise your hand if you're non-essential. I mean, what's essential and what is non-essential? It's okay to freeze spending. That's the sort of thing that has to go on. But the fact is that it's more theatrics than I think reality. We got to cut spending and raise revenues in this state. But this is a start.
Well, let's talk about the ethics for a couple of moments, because ethics seems to be the word of the day. When you look at the appointments and some of the way the money was spent during this last days of Governor Quinn, his last three executive orders, there was kind of a collective flipping off of the incoming administration.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in that, because Governor Quinn came into office after Blagojevich. He was going to represent a breath of fresh air. And here in and he has for his entire career. Here after the election, appointing some friends to positions and staffers and that, I understand taking care of your people, but it does sort of fly in the face of the image that he tried to cast for a long time.
The reformer.
It just adds to the cynicism that I think people have about Illinois government.
And did his last three executive orders kind of make it would be exhibit A for the prosecution on that statement? I mean, when you look at some of these executive orders that have rolled out?
Well, I think we're going to have to look at the devil is going to be in the details. Some of this stuff is only going to be temporary. An executive order can be redone by the existing governor. So we just have to see what some of the details are. I wish he would have found a way to deal with the medical marijuana question, because there are a lot of people out there who need that. It's a controversial issue.
And have already paid for it.
Well, and, you know, it's a public policy issue that's still hanging out there.
Yeah. You talked about the ethics when it comes to a couple of moments ago. Isn't that the background for every single thing that you and I talk about in the state of Illinois?
Yes, because here's the thing. Illinois has got a lot of problems. We all know that. One of them is growing our economy. And I think ethics reform is essential to getting this state's economy going. I mean, most people in government in Illinois are honorable people. They work hard. But the image is horrible. And this makes us look bad for economic growth. Who wants to put a business in a state that has such uncertainty in its tax code and where, you know, gee, am I going to have to pay to play to get a zoning variance or whatever? And so cleaning up the ethics, I think, is an economic development issue as much as anything else.
You know, some of these appointments that Governor Quinn made before he left, Governor Rauner had explicitly asked him not to do that. He went ahead and did it. Of course, the Sports Authority, with his former chief of staff at a guaranteed, I think, $116,000, $111,000 a year, somewhere in this category, maybe more, cannot be fired unless it's unanimous from the entire board. And if they do, they have to pay him for the entire term of the contract. Some of this stuff, when you talk about corruption, you look at some of the deals that come out of this administration and you go, wow.
Well, be careful here, because corrupt implies something is illegal. And I don't think this is.
It's not illegal, but is it ethical?
Well, you know, I think Governor Quinn going out doing this kind of thing on his way out the door really does hurt his image as somebody who was an ethical reformer.
Yeah, I always envision it as a bit, when I see people do this type of thing, is chucking a hand grenade in an office and walking down the hallway and going, dun, 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 dun.
Well, you know, it's like in movies and in the theater, you know, you want your last act to be the best one because that's the one the critics remember.
Remember you by.
And I think when Governor Quinn did this, it just felt like, okay, I understand taking care of your staff and your friends.
Was it sour grapes, David?
It might have been. But it just looked bad.
Well, you know, it took $24 million. The Illinois, I'm trying to figure out which group released this report, $24 million from a portion that comes from property tax across the state, shoveled out this past weekend and taken a lot of grief for that. Disc golf courses, dog parks. Although some Southern Illinoisans did see the benefit from this $24 million because they were saying golf courses, when you've got a debt like this, $271,000 Cesar Minor Memorial, $149,000 in this $24 million, the Anna City Park. I didn't find any other downstate expenditures in that $24
million. I think every one of those is going to be scrutinized by the new administration. Is this proper? Is it something we want to do? If it is, there are legitimate capital improvements that have to be done. But everything that an outgoing official does after he or she loses an election is always a little bit suspect, because while they have the legal authority to do that, they've really lost their moral authority to govern, and so it becomes suspect.
Is the secret to going back on the money in the state of Illinois is doing a zero-sum budget and building it all over again, because we've built and added on and tagged on? I just see duct tape and paper clips holding this budget together. And then saying, well, you know, the budget, some people saying the budget was never completely funded, on the list goes. I mean, what's the secret, you think, to going back and getting a fresh foot?
I think that's part of it, zero-based budgeting. But I also think they're going to have to do some audits. They call them forensic audits, where you decide, is this really what we want to do? An audit should be more than just making sure the numbers add up. And making sure the dollars were spent correctly is, do we want to be doing this in the first place? Here's the problem, Tom. In Illinois, and we've talked about this, if you ask people in Illinois, what do we do to fix our budget? They'll say cut. All right? A plurality of voters will say cut. Then if you say, well, you want to cut education? No. You want to cut prisons? No. You want to cut natural resources? Well, no. You want to cut pensions? No. You want to cut health care to poor people? No. People don't specify what they want cut. And so is it any wonder that our public officials, reflecting public opinion in this state, say, gee, we don't know what to do. And frankly, Tom, some voters are quite rational. They want something for nothing. I want good law enforcement. I want good fire protection, but I'm not sure I want to pay for it.
If you looked at some of those people in that survey in the eye and said, did you know that the top five employees in the state of Illinois are college, the top highest paid employees in the state of Illinois, college coaches?
Well, that's true in every state.
Yeah, it's true in every state, that there's something wrong. You know, some people would say, hey, well, no, I do. I don't want poor people to go without. I don't want sick people to go without. But I'm trying to figure out why we pay the most money in the state of Illinois to basketball and football coaches.
Well, some people would say that they deliver a better service than some politicians.
More consistent.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a bad symbol because, look, you could do away with those salaries and you still haven't solved the state's fiscal problem.
Right.
And that's what I thought was significant about what Governor Rauner was talking about sacrifice. He's laying a predicate here. He's laying down a marker that says we're going to have some tough decisions ahead, and that's going to mean cutting spending, and it is going to mean higher revenues.
And so
a tax on retirement income, a higher sales tax. We talk about Indiana. All right, we could have a sales tax in Illinois that taxes as many things as they do in Indiana, and that could get us going on a way toward fiscal soundness. But all of that is going to be controversial. It's going to be a heavy lift, and none of us are going to like it. But that's the kind of medicine that has to be administered.
And all those items that you talked about, there's another item on the shelf, cooperation from the House and Senate. To get anything done, he has to keep friends on both sides of the aisles, or it will be a hairball.
No, that's right. And that's good. One of the tough requirements for the new governor is getting Republicans to go along with some of this. They've been able to sit on the side and just push the red button.
Say it's
and
their
vote.
Fault.
No, it's their fault. And Democrats were in control, and so they own it. Now it's everybody's responsibility.
What do you expect to see, or what should we be looking for in the coming weeks, the coming months?
I hope we can have some cooperation. I hope the notion of shared sacrifice is there. The new governor, Mike Madigan, John Cullerton, they're adults, they're professionals. Let's cut some deals. Let's work out some agreements. Everybody puts their fingerprints on them, and let's get this done. Don't prolong it. The election's over. Cut some deals, cut spending, raise some revenues, and move on. And get this state on a glide path. We're not going to solve our problems overnight, but we can get our state on a path in a few years to resolving these problems. If we do this, we're going to start improving the state's economy.
You know, one of the items that I think we'll see, and I think it's because I'm a little jaded in this respect, and my idea comes from actually listening to you speak over the last 10 minutes, that there'll be a period of time now where these auditors and these two people will come in, and every day or so, you'll see another thing thrown up in the air going, look at how they spun, look what they did, look what they did. And there'll be a distraction from this for the first couple of months while people start finding bodies.
Well, I don't think we're going to get any final decisions on a lot of this stuff until May. It's going to take a while for everybody to get used to their new roles.
Yeah, and there are going to be a lot of new openings. We saw Shannon Woodworth out, director of the DuCoin State Fair. Jay Rowell is out as the Illinois Department of Employment Security. I haven't heard about Mark Miller at the IDNR. I'm assuming he's gone. Last time I spoke to him, he assumed it. Jay Rowell out, IDES, as of yesterday. Of course, he's already made an appointment, Governor Rauner, for the Ag Department.
The former president of the Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau.
The new governors are entitled to put their own people in place, and so that's part of the accountability process.
The changing
process.
Of the guard,
that's
as
right.
we spoke today.
That's right.
Director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, David Yepsen. Dave, it's always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was talking to some friends at the lake Saturday. Said, "Well, what are you going to be doing this spring?" We're going to be talking about changing the guard because there's going to be a new tune coming out of Springfield, and a lot of people are going to have to learn a new dance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so good times for directors of public policy institutes and morning show talk show hosts.
People did vote for change, Tom.
They did. News Radio, WJPF.